It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters.
You could mess up my life in a pole, have me divorced by the time of the chorus.
Seattle musician Damian Jurado is spending a bit of time in Iowa this month, playing more intimate shows. He's an early pioneer of Seattle's singer-songwriter circle, and he's been recording music and touring for nearly two decades. Tonight, he performs at Dort College in Sioux Center. He says this kind of venue offers fans a more personal setting.
We're living in this day and age where people look at their phones. I mean, I went to a Black Keys show recently, and where people paid, you know, $60, $70 to see the Black Keys, and they were texting on their phone the entire time.
I caught up with Jurado before he opened for Jason Isbell this week in Des Moines. His music calls for a quieter setting. And while the West Coast has always been home for Jurado, many of his early records were set in the Midwest, his material full of desolate highways and abandoned motels.
I fell in love with a girl of 19. Her black-haired girl, I call Abilene.
It really is the land of anonymity. You could get lost here. I mean, I always said, and I thought to myself, if there was ever a day I wanted to just disappear and not be found, I would drive to the Midwest. Because it's literally like finding a needle in a haystack. The West Coast, the either coasts, you can stick out like a sore thumb. And it's true. I really believe that.
Is it challenging to try to put all of that into the writing?
I think, I don't think it's my, it's not my goal to put it in the writing. I think that in some way that it's already there. It already exists. I think it's already existed since day one.
Out from my window, how far is Ohio? She laughed, pointed out east. She said, I grew up there with my dear mother, and since 13.
Jurado's sound has changed in the last 5 years. He's no longer writing about Middle America. His latest, Brothers and Sisters of the Eternal Sun, is full of science fiction, biblical references, set decades ago.
I was met on the road by a face I once knew. Shapeless was his frame and his colors were few.
It was almost like I snatched you from the Midwest, the middle of America, and put you on the West Coast by way of a UFO.
His last three records also mark a change in sound. He started collaborating with producer and musician Richard Swift. He says he shows up in the studio with just a guitar.
I sit in a chair. There's one microphone. I play the songs from front to back, live, with no stopping. He almost took this sound and was like silly putty, and he just stretched it, you know?
But don't expect to hear the music as it sounds on his albums when you hear him live.
The reason I don't go on tour with a backing band anymore is because I don't think it's necessary. For years, I hid behind that in a live setting. And honestly, the fans didn't really care for it. To be honest with you, I didn't understand that. It's like, you have the album, you know what the album sounds like. So when you go to the live show, the only thing that you really want, really, is the encore when it's me by myself. So why not just give you an encore for the entire set?
After Jurado plays at Dort College in Sioux Center tonight, he'll wrap up his swing through Iowa with a living room show in Coralville on Friday. This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters.